This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The Midwestern U.S. city of Minneapolis has been rocked by a third straight night of destructive violence. At one point, cheering protesters set fire to a police station, forcing it to be abandoned. The flashpoint, once again, was this week's death of George Floyd, a handcuffed black man who begged for air as a white police officer kneeled on his neck while three other officers looked on. There have been angry crowds of protesters in the neighboring city of St. Paul and other cities across the country, stretching from New York to Louisville, Kentucky to Los Angeles. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz called out state National Guard troops to help local law enforcement deal with the unrest, though it was unclear when that deployment would happen. U.S. President Donald Trump has condemned what he called the total lack of leadership in Minneapolis. The protests first erupted Tuesday, a day after Floyd's death and a confrontation with police captured on video and widely seen on social media. The National Guard says its key objective is to make sure the fire department can safely respond to calls. Dozens of businesses across the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul boarded up their windows and doors in an effort to prevent looting. Minneapolis has shut down its light rail system and all bus service through Sunday. Mayor Jacob Frey has appealed for calm while condemning what he saw on the video, saying the officer responsible for George Floyd's death should be in jail. The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office say they're conducting what they term a robust investigation. All four police officers involved in the fatal incident have been fired, though there have been no criminal charges filed so far. Fires in Minneapolis are still burning at this hour. The latest numbers on the coronavirus pandemic, 5.8 million cases worldwide, with a death toll approaching 361,000. The figures are compiled by Johns Hopkins University. Global hotspots include India, Pakistan, and Brazil. India has set another daily record in the number of new cases, 7,466, pushing its total to nearly 166,000. The country has suffered 4,700 deaths so far.